Jewish black woman who is active in a diversity organization called Bechol Lashon, in every tongue, in every language, and a diversity campaigner. And why I was so particularly excited to talk to you, Shekhinah, is because we come from such an unbelievably homogenous community. So you're going to bring something completely fresh and completely new to the conversation. Thank you so much for joining us here on 101.9 Chai FM.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, and even better, I've got a great line. So Shekhinah, I did some reading on the internet the other day. I think it was the JTA, and I came across an article that really struck a chord. It was an article by yourself, and the title of the article was the following. It was, "As a black Jew, I'm being forced to walk a tightrope after the Monzi attacks. Being black and Jewish is a revolutionary act." Wow.
I wrote that article a couple of weeks after the Monzi attack, particularly because of questions that I was receiving from people in my community. I did a community event, and people started asking questions like, why are all the black people killing Jews? And that was a very difficult question for me to answer, partially because it's an exaggeration of the truth.
Of course. Yeah.
And partially because I felt I didn't have a real answer to that.
Wow.
So I wrote the article, hoping that people would think more about their questions. And I wanted to acknowledge that these questions come from a place of pain and fear of the other.
That makes so much sense, because that's generally where racism does come from. And my goodness me, as South Africans, we certainly know a thing or two about that. I'm interested in your experience in the more traditional, the more regular Jewish communities. Do you experience racism from the Eastern European, white Caucasian Jewish community?
I would say that the Jewish community in America mirrors the American Jewish community. The Jewish community in America mirrors America exactly. And because there's racism in America, there's going to be racism in the Jewish community and virtually every community that touches the American ethos. So yes, I do experience some racism in the Jewish community. But I think that it has way more to do with the structure of American racism than it has to do with the Jewish community specifically in and of itself.
It's absolutely fascinating. And the converse of that, I mean, when you wear a kippah as an outward sign, how does the black community accept you?
It's sometimes very difficult because, the way that black people sometimes see Jewish people, especially in the United States, because so many Jewish people are secular or reform.
Yes.
They appear in secular American spaces as white people. So they're not wearing a lot of Judaica most of the time, and nobody can tell the difference between who is Jewish and who is white. And so a lot of times for black people, white people end up being a stand-in for Jews, or Jews end up being a stand-in for white people. And so specifically with New York, because these communities, the Orthodox community and the black community, literally live in the same neighborhood, this identity is exacerbated. So for people living in Crown Heights, black people living in Crown Heights, the Jewish community is a stand-in for whiteness. Some of the racism that is experienced by black people in America is often pushed onto the Jewish community as well, because they, not only because some people in the Jewish community do hold racist viewpoints, but because of the overall American ethos.
I was once told by somebody I had a huge amount of respect for that stereotyping is the refuge of a feeble mind, and it kind of seems to me that both communities seem to be embracing stereotypes of each other, which, you know, I would imagine isn't particularly helpful for somebody like you who straddles both communities. It must be really challenging.
Hi, Simon, I'm kind of losing you a little bit.
Oh, goodness me. I'm sorry. We are experiencing troubles. Are you still with us?
Yes.
Shekhinah, we come in South Africa. We are absolutely the most non-diverse community imaginable. We're almost entirely 100% Eastern European plus a couple of Sephardim here and there. So I recently found the subject completely fascinating. I didn't know there were Jews of color, and it was a revelation for me to have access to YouTube and to see communities of black people, communities of Hispanic people, every bit as Jewish, if not more so than I am. And one of the things that, you know, I just would have thought, a question that I would have asked would have been, wow, how did that happen, or how did you become Jewish? And apparently that's perceived as like really, really an unacceptable question. One particular woman turned around and said, what are you talking about? My mother's Jewish. You know, stop making assumptions. Do you find people do that a lot? Do people make assumptions about you because you are not the norm?
I think that people in general make assumptions. We all have biases, and when things don't fit into the way that we view the world, we get confused and we ask questions. And sometimes the way that we ask those questions can come off to the receiver as very disrespectful. And, you know, like, the Jewish community is diverse. Jews live all over the world, and because Jews live all over the world, they're often going to look like the people that they live with.
So obvious.
For example, like, yes. Jews in India, you're not going to find a whole lot of Ashkenazi Jews in India.
Absolutely.
You're not going to find a whole lot of, Ashkenazi Jews in Argentina, for example. But there's still some there. I mean, like, but at the end of the day, when we think about Jewish diversity, we have to think about how Jewish people move through the world and how we intermarry, how we accept people who convert, and how we adopt people into the Jewish community. So some people might be Jewish by virtue of having been adopted into a Jewish family. Some people may have become Jewish by converting, and some people might have become Jewish because their parents have intermarried.
Do you find the question offensive?
I've been working a lot with my personal growth, and since I've been working with B'chol Lashon, it's been a lot more easier to answer those questions for people. But prior to having the language to talk about it, it was frustrating for me.
That is just so interesting. As I say, we've just got no idea because we don't have those issues to deal with. Talk to me for just a short while about B'chol Lashon. Who are you and who are you representing?
So B'chol Lashon is an organization that focuses on ethnic and racial diversity in the Jewish community. The executive director is Diane Tobin. She founded the organization 20 years ago after adopting a black child. She wanted to better understand how to raise a black child in the Jewish community surrounded by other black Jews. So in the beginning, B'chol Lashon was about doing a lot of think tanks, bringing Jewish people or Jewish identifying people from all over the world to discuss identity. It then morphed into a family camp, and once a year during Sukkot, people would come to family camp. And now we have curriculum that focuses on connecting Jewish holidays to communities around the world. So we have curriculum that's based on Rosh Hashanah and Chinese New Year. We have curriculum that that is on Ethiopia and Sigd. Sigd is a much lesser known Jewish Ethiopian holiday. We also do diversity trainings within communities in the United States. And we do community programming, and one of our community programs now is a camp for Jewish kids of color called Camp B'chol Lashon.
I must say, I went onto your website and I had a look and I saw the picture, and there's, you know, there's explanations of who's who and who are madrichim and who aren't. And it was just such a refreshing, different, wonderful rainbow, that it just made me jealous, because I think that, that diversity brings a richness and a dimension that if you are just so homogenous as we are, you just do not have. So, Shekhinah, I just want to thank you. I'm sorry for messing you around yesterday and getting you up at 6 o'clock to no avail, but thank you so much for agreeing to talk to us today. And, I'm hoping more than anything that one of these days you'll come to South Africa. I think you've got a lot to add to our community. I think there's a lot to be learned from you. So continue the good work.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, thank you for having me.